Ready to go for the final 10 minutes. We are tied at 60. Wayne State will start the fourth quarter with a basketball. And the Wildcats, Kylie Hammer, passes to the left elbow to Wangren, who's just back in. Now back to Hammer, who goes to the basket. Shot's blocked, but Wangren winds up bringing it in, and Wayne State takes its first lead in a while, 62-60. With 9:35 to go, fourth quarter. Pass inside to Bray. She's double-teamed, gets the ball back, puts it up, and in, and a foul. Taylor Wangren unable to stop Bray inside. On Wangren, that's her first, team's first. Taylor Bray at the line for a free throw. Wangren now will come out. And Brittany Bongart's back in for Wayne State. Taylor Bray, right line to the right. Got 16, looking to make it 17, and she does. Puts the Beavers up 63-62 in another substitution for Wayne State. Norling back in the ballgame, replacing Zacharias for the Wildcats. Hammer through the center circle with the basketball. Passes at the right elbow to Norling. Norling down the left side of the lane, spins around, puts it up from six, and in. Aaron Norling now with 14. Wildcats back in front, 64-63. 9 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Brooklyn Bachman left wing. Top of the key, Trinity Meyer back to Bachman left side. Top of the key, Czar. Left side to Meyer. Left corner, Wolhau. Back to Meyer on the left wing. Eight to shoot inside to Bray. She puts it up and in. Taylor Bray with 19. Beavers back in front, 65-64, 8:40. Fourth quarter. Right wing, Ryan with a basketball. Top of the key, Nordling. Nordling inside. Kick back outside for a three from Josie Ryan, and it's good. Josie Ryan with three puts the Wildcats up 67-65, 8:20 to go, fourth quarter. Brooklyn Bachman on the left wing. Now to Sydney Czar at the top of the key. Czar right side to Wolhau, right corner Meyer. Meyer down the baseline to the basket, puts it up, no good. Rebound fought for, and Norling comes away with it for Wayne State. She passes back to Ryan, who brings it through the center circle. Now left side to Hammer. Hammer to Bongart's about 17 feet from the basket, dumped underneath for Maliner. She turns around, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Brooklyn Bachman, Bemidji State. Maliner was on Czar, but she wasn't able to get the shot to go. Bachman right wing. Bachman into the lane, back out to Wolhau, right side Czar. Bachman top of the key. Bachman will shoot a three-pointer and hit. Brooklyn Bachman. She ties Taylor Bray with the team lead with 19, and we're Beavers back in front, 68-67, 7:25 to go, fourth quarter. Bongart's top of the key for a three. It's good. Brittany Bongart's with 10. Wildcats back in front, 70-68, 7:15 to go. Cross-court pass to Bachman. Bachman on the right wing, top of the key, Meyer. Meyer left side, Wolhau. Now to Czar, three-pointer left wing. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound. Taylor Bray can't get a hold of it, and it winds up with Norling for Wayne State. Wildcats lead by two, 70-68, and they have the basketball. 6:50 remaining, fourth quarter. Hammer, top of the key. Works around a screen from Bongart's. Now to Norling, top of the key in the lane to Bongart's. Bongart's goes against Meyer and Bray, and a foul is called on Bemidji State. I believe it'll be Taylor Bray. Actually, it'll be Trinity Meyer. Meyer's second, team's first. Two free throws now for Brittany Bongart's. Beaver basketball brought to you by Lakes Market and Liquor Store, with a large assortment of beer, wine, and liquor, as well as specializing in an ever-growing offering of wines, craft beers, and specialty spirits. And by City Auto Glass, your safety, their business. First free throw for Bongart's is good. Beaver basketball brought to you by Horizon Warehouse Liquors. Horizon Warehouse Liquor offers the largest domestic and import beer selection in northern Minnesota. Second free throw for Brittany Bongartz is good. Wildcats up by four. 72-68, that's their largest lead of the game. With 5:30 to go, or 6:30, I'm sorry, fourth quarter. Left side, Czar. Look at the pass, long cross-court pass right side to Meyer. Meyer on the right wing. 3-2 or 1-2-2 zone from Wayne State. Eight to shoot. Brooklyn Bachman into the lane, double-teamed, back out to Claire Wohlhau. Ball's knocked away and out of bounds by Wayne State. 3 seconds on the shot clock for the Beavers. Wohlhau to inbound. Gets it in, back to Wohlhau for a three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound Norling for Wayne State. Beavers need to get a stop here, down four with 6 minutes to go. Zacharias with a basketball into Bussey. Kicks out for a three for VC. No good. Rebound Bongartz. Bongartz has it stolen away by Trin Meyer. Meyer two on three with Bachman. Meyer all the way to the basket. She lays it up and in. Trin Meyer with nine. Wayne State leads 72-70. With 5:49 to go, and this will be our media timeout. That's your DS Beverages Bud Light score. Wildcats 72, Beavers 70 on the Beaver Radio Network.
Choice Therapy provides patient-centric care and flexible scheduling combined with the highest quality care to address all of your aches and pains. Their goal is to get you back to your life the way you want it. No matter if you and your doctor decide you need physical, occupational, or speech therapy, or you decide on your own, you have the right to choose your provider. They care about you, accept all insurance, have flexible scheduling, and even offers free screenings. Choice Therapy, your life, your health, your choice.
Wow, did you see that new Chevy? Hi, Dan the Chevy Man here at Donlinger GM in Bemidji. The 2020s are here, and we invite you to come in and experience the Donlinger difference. Our value pricing, great selection, and super service. We again would like to say thanks to all our great customers. Donlinger GM, serving and supporting the Bemidji area for over 45 years. Find us online at DonlingerBemidji.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Donlinger GM of Bemidji.
.49 remaining, fourth quarter. Wildcats lead 72-70. And Wildcats will have the basketball, and they'll come in the length of the court. Aaron Norling with the basketball for Wayne State across the timeline right side. Norling on the dribble, heads into the basket all the way, puts it up and in. Aaron Norling, that was 16. Wildcats lead by four, 74-70. Brooklyn Bachman top of the key. Trin Meyer right wing. Sidney Czar right wing for a three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound Zacharias for Wayne State. Pass ahead to Bussey. Bussey on the left side to VC. VC to Zacharias top of the key. Right wing Norling. Norling on the right side for a three-pointer. Across the rim, no good. And rebound, Trin Meyer. Meyer with a basketball. Down the lane, all the way to the basket. Gives it off to Hadela. Hadela puts it up and in. Rachel Hadela now with seven. Beavers down two, 74-72, 4:50, fourth quarter. Top of the key, Bussey. Bussey down the left side of the lane is poked away from behind by Trin Meyer. Sidney Czar ahead to Rachel Hadela. Hadela will take it all the way to the basket, put it up, no good, but a foul on Wayne State. It'll be Aaron Norling on the foul. For Norling, her third, team second. Rachel Hadela at the line for two shots. Beaver basketball brought to you by the Glass Doctor. We fix your pains. And by Skeeter Stitch, we make you look good. First free throw for Hadela is good. And Beaver basketball brought to you by Higgins Heating. Regardless of the season or the temperature outside, Higgins Heating can make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable. Hadela, second free throw, line to the right, is up. And good. We are tied at 74. 4:39 in the fourth quarter. Wayne State with a basketball. Pass on the right side to Ryan. Ryan passes underneath for a layup. Aaron Norling. 18 now for Norling. Wildcats back in front, 76-74. Pass inside to Hadle. Ball's on the floor, and can't believe there wasn't a three-second call, but there wasn't. Whistle and a timeout taken by Bemidji State. And now there's a discussion before the officials get to the timeout. And now the officials get to the timeout. It's going to be a full timeout, is it? I believe. 4:17 to go, fourth quarter. Wildcat lead 76-74. Beavers out of the huddle, but I think we got another 30 seconds to go. So far here in the second half, Wayne State has outscored Bemidji State 35-27. To turn a six-point deficit into a two-point lead with 4:17 remaining in the fourth quarter. Taylor Bachman leading the way along with, Brooklyn Bachman along with Taylor Bray leading the way for the Beavers, 19 points apiece. Taylor, 8 of 9 from the field tonight and 3 of 4 from the line. Brooklyn, 7 of 12 from the field, 4 of 6 beyond the arc with a free throw added in to get to 19. And Erin Norling leading the way for Wayne State. She has 18. Trinity Meyer into Hadle. Hadle to the basket, a whistle and a block. As Josie Ryan was set up, but she was inside the restricted area. So it's a block on Ryan. That was Autumn Maliner called for the foul. Her second, team's third. And Hadle is back at the line and can give the Beavers the lead. Free throw is around the rim and off. Norling rebound. Tied at 76, 4:10 to go, fourth quarter. Hammer with the basketball, top of the key for Wayne State. Passes to Norling, and a whistle and a timeout taken by the Wayne State Wildcats. 4:06 to go, fourth quarter. We are tied at 76. And yes, the Hadle name is, in case you missed it earlier, we found out Wednesday at Media Day that all this time, all of us had been pronouncing Rachel Hadle's name wrong. But we didn't find out till Wednesday. But we know now, so we are all correcting ourselves. It is Rachel Hadle. And she has 11 points off the bench for the Beavers tonight. Men's game coming up after this. Beavers with a split over the weekend and their first win in conference play for the men. Be taking on Wayne State, and that'll get underway about half an hour, a little bit less after this women's game is finished. But we got 4:06 to go here, and the issue is still in doubt. Wayne State with the basketball. Top of the key, Norling. Norling down the left side of the lane, all the way to the basket. Shot no good. Bongartz with a rebound for Wayne State. She throws it back up, no good. Maliner an offensive rebound, and she dribbles out for the Wildcats. Passes tipped out of bounds by Trinity Meyer. It will stay with Wayne State. 17 on the shot clock. Taylor Bray off the bench to replace Rachel Hadle. Maliner to inbound right at the end of the Wayne State bench. Into Bussey. Bussey on the dribble between the circles. Left elbow to Bongartz. Bongartz back to Bussey, right wing. Bussey cut off. Nowhere to go. Ball's knocked away and out of bounds. And then we'll say last touched by Bussey. Head coach Brent Polari wants something. I don't know if he wants him to review it or what, but ball will go over to Bemidji State. It's now the 15th turnover on the Wildcats. Beaver has the basketball, and we're tied at 76. Pass inside to Bray. She goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Taylor Bray puts the Beavers back in front, 78-76, 3:25, fourth quarter. Hammer, top of the key, left wing. Top of the key, Norling again. Norling hands off to Bussey. Bussey dribbles near the center circle. Bussey on the right wing, down the right side of the lane. She's cut off. Back out to Hammer. Hammer into the lane. One on three. A foul and a basket. Wow. How did Kylie Hammer get that to go? She was surrounded. But she gets the basket, and she'll have a chance at the three-point play to put the Wildcats ahead. Brooklyn Bachman's second foul. Second on the team. And line to the left, Kylie Hammer with a free throw. Shot is up and good. Wildcats lead 79-78, 3:05, fourth quarter. Meyer across the timeline, left side. Now dribbles to the top of the key. Right side, Claire Wolhow back to Sydney Czar. Czar to Meyer, top of the key. Left side, Bachman. Bachman to Czar. Czar pops a three, top of the key. Whistle and an offensive foul on Bemidji State. An elbow being thrown, according to the officials, by Taylor Bray. So that's Taylor's first, team's third, and gives the basketball to Wayne State. 2:45 clock running. Wildcats up 79-78. Bussey with the basketball on the right wing. Tries to pass into the corner. It's stolen by Trin Meyer for Bemidji State. Outlet to Sid Czar. Czar right wing. Brooklyn Bachman. Bachman heads toward the basket, and a foul is called on the Wildcats. On the floor, Kylie Hammer for a hold. That'll be Hammer's first, team's fourth. 23 on the shot clock, 2:30 on the game clock. Beavers with the basketball. Brooklyn Bachman on the right wing. Czar, now Meyer on the left wing. Dumped inside of the left block to Taylor Bray. Back out to Claire Wolhow, Trin Meyer. 10 to shoot. Meyer on the dribble at the left elbow. Down the left side of the lane. Against Norling. Goes all the way in. Shot no good. Rebound. Pulled down by Norling for Wayne State. Big rebound for Norling. 2:05 clock running, fourth quarter. Wayne State with a one-point lead in the basketball. Whistle and an offensive foul. Whistled on Erin Norling for a hook as she was trying to get herself open to get a pass. That's the fourth on Erin Norling and the fifth on the team, but it's a player control foul, so no free throws for Bemidji State. Beavers down one, 79-78 with the basketball. Bachman top of the key. Right side, Trin Meyer. Meyer, long cross-court pass to Claire Wolhow. Now Bachman left wing. Three in the air from Brooklyn. Bachman back of the rim, no good. Trin Meyer chases the rebound down, and then she is fouled by Kylie Hammer. And Hammer with the foul. That's her second. And the Wildcats are over the limit. So two free throws now for Trin Meyer, line to the right. Trin one of two at the line so far in the game. First free throw is good for Trin. We are tied at 79. Meyer with 10 points. And now the second free throw, line to the right. Shot is up, and back of the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, and Claire Wolhow will be called for going over the back of Brittany Bongartz trying to get the rebound. On Claire, that's her second, team's fourth. Maliner will check out for Wayne State, and Josie Ryan will check back in. We are tied at 79, 1:40, remaining fourth quarter. Bussey with the basketball on the right wing for the Wildcats. Top of the key, Norling. Norling still at the top of the key. Now kicks it left side for a three from Ryan. Back of the rim, no good. Claire Wolhow rebound, Bemidji State. Sydney Czar has the basketball across the timeline right side. Wolhow right wing. Top of the key, Meyer. Meyer into the lane, jump stop, back out to Bachman. Bachman left side of the lane. She stops, passes to Taylor Bray. Shot from 6 feet, goes over everything. Norling gets the rebound for Wayne State. Outlet to Hammer. Hammer, top of the key to Bussey. We're tied at 79, under a minute to go. 20 on the shot clock for the Wildcats. Bussey on the right wing. Top of the key, Hammer. Hammer, left side, Ryan. 10 on the shot clock. Norling now spins away into the lane, all the way to the basket. Shot is good, and a foul. A big play from Aaron Norling. Foul on Claire Wolhow, I believe. No, we'll call it on Brooklyn Bachman, her third. Norling now at the line for a free throw to put the Wildcats up by three. Free throw is good. Maliner off the bench, replacing Ryan for Wayne State. Bachman, Meyer, Czar, Wolhow, and Bray. Original starting five for the Beavers on the floor here in the final minute. Sydney Czar, left side, top of the key, Wolhow. Right wing, Meyer. Meyer back out to Bray. Now to Bachman, top of the key. Bachman down the left side of the lane. We've got a whistle and a foul on the floor. Foul called on Autumn Maliner, her third. And Brooklyn Bachman at the line now for two free throws. Bachman one for one at the line tonight. First free throw, front of the rim, back of the rim is good. Brooklyn now with 20. Second free throw, front of the rim, no good. Rebound Maliner for Wayne State. Wildcats lead by two, 82-80. Shot clock is off, foul near midcourt as Trinity Meyer was going for the steal and didn't quite get it. Her third, and it will put Haley Bussey at the line for Wayne State. Maliner checks out, and Ryan back in. Bussey, 3 of 4 at the line tonight. First free throw is good. Bussey, a 68% free throw shooter on the season. 4 of 5 tonight. Second free throw is good. Two possession game now. Wildcats lead 84-80 with 21 seconds remaining. Taylor Bray checks out. Coley Rezabek in for Bemidji State. Rezabek, Wolhow, Czar, Meyer, Bachman all can shoot the three for the Beavers, and that's what I'm guessing that Coach Chelsea DeVille is looking for. Baumgartz will check out, and the liner back in. Trinity Meyer with the basketball all the way to the basket. Shot is good for Trinity Meyer. Inbounds pass, and quickly Trinity Meyer commits the foul, fouling Bussey with 14 seconds to go. Beavers down two, 84-82. 14 seconds remaining, fourth quarter. And Bussey is back at the line for two more free throws. Shot is up and good. Bussey with 12. Another free throw is good. And again, Wildcats up by four with 14 seconds to go. At some point, Bemidji State's going to have to shoot a three and make a three to have a chance here. Trinity Meyer waiting for the basketball to roll to her. She grabs it. Kicked it out to Claire Wolhow. Brooklyn Bachman, top of the key, steps back for a three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Norling. Norling. Trinity Meyer hits the floor hard, as Trinity Meyer often does. Foul on the rebound, I believe, is on Coley Rezabek. It is Coley Rezabek. That's her second. And now Norling at the line for two free throws. Wildcats lead 86-82 with 4.5 seconds to go. Norling's first free throw is good. Norling now with 22 to lead all scorers. And another free throw coming. Second free throw, front of the rim, no good. Brooklyn Bachman grabs a rebound from Bemidji State. And she'll dribble out the clock, unable to get a shot off. Final score, Wayne State Wildcats 87, Bemidji State 82.